have my beautiful friend, one of the angels of the sky, Meripeka Raukawa Tate. Welcome, Meripeka.
Kia ora, Matt. Kia ora.
I hope you don't mind, but I'm describing you as the angel of the sky. You are one of the seven sisters. Now, I proper that by saying not seven brides for seven brothers.
Well, I've been that a few times, I can assure you.
Well, as long as you're not the bride of the vampire, what's his name, Dracula, you're fine.
No, not yet.
No, you'll be right. I reckon you got another half century in you, minimum.
Well, that's what I always say. It'll be up to the good Lord.
That's right. If he ain't knocking, don't go clocking. Hey, talking about Matariki, it's a special celebration, of course. We are on the cusp of Matariki coming up. Can I ask you, what does Matariki mean to you?
Well, it's a great thing, really, Matt, because when I was growing up, we didn't have I didn't even celebrate Matariki, and I'm certain the whole country didn't. There would have been some people who would have recognised its importance. But now that we have got Matariki, now that it is widely proclaimed, of course, through the public holiday, and also people becoming more knowledgeable and aware of its significance, I absolutely celebrate Matariki. I do look back and think about the things that I've done and perhaps contributed, and also the life that I've led, current situation as well. But for me, it's really so important that I start thinking about the future as well, perhaps the legacy one wants to leave and the things yet to do. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful time to reflect, to think about where we're at now and where I'm at now. But more importantly, what else could I do?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year I might have been in a coma at some point during Matariki. But it is about looking forward, the things that are left to be done or the things to do. And there's just a lot to do, I reckon.
There is a lot to do, Matthew. But the other thing that I'm putting more emphasis on is who do I want to do things with?
Yeah.
Who do I want to spend time with? And that sort of thing. And what are the things that I love to do? You know, so that's really what's preoccupying my mind of recent times and what I'm looking towards, to thinking about in the future. Family, of course, is so important, but there's still mahi to be done. But I really want to concentrate now for doing some other things perhaps and making sure that they bring me joy.
You know, I think that's key to it because we sometimes reflect on the grief in our lives, you know. I hate to say it, but whether it be talking about politics or the government or job losses in the economy and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, let's talk for once about the positive aspect of celebrating life.
Well, absolutely. And I do think that when I look around at our rangatahi and I see what they're doing, I see how they're so unafraid, that they're claiming their territory in terms of Aotearoa. They want to see Aotearoa thrive. They know they have a pivotal role to play in where New Zealand, Aotearoa will be in 50 years' time. And so I admire them so much. And so now I want to think about perhaps there's more that I can contribute, perhaps also in a different way. So that's what I'm putting my mind to.
I'm glad you said that too. Okay, now I'm going to turn to one of my great passions and more recent loves, probably love handles. Kai, is there maybe a kai or a dish or something that you and your whānau, or you maybe just want to put out there for Matariki? What's going to tickle your fancy this year?
Well, it'll be, I'm pretty much, I'm so predictable. So it will be a leg of lamb. That's always my go-to. But the other thing too is I love cooking a boil up at home.
Yeah.
When Theo was alive and my husband, late husband was alive, he did it all. And when he became unwell, I said to him, you teach me how to make a boil up and how to make it with love. And indeed I do. But you know, this is so true, Matthew. Even though my boil-ups are great, I always think this is not quite healthy. This is not the flavor. So I don't know. It must have been his wonderful hand, the love that he poured into making it. Mine are good, but I do always think about, there's that just that little tweak that I've got to master, yet.
I've never been able to master doughboys. I can do the boil up that my dad taught me, but I can never replicate his doughboys.
Well,
not that I should
be. I can do the Doughboys, and I love doing Doughboys as well. But, you know, it's food that evokes memories, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good God, sometimes I can eat something, and straight away I'm transported, you know, somewhere, and I can see the people I was with when I was having dinner. And everything. Mind you, there's many, many flavors of wine that transport me back. I can assure you of that. I'm all over the world in that one.
You know, I've been watching this amazing young girl. Well, she's technically from Te Arawa, Raukura Huata, Donna and Wee's girl. And she goes out and does all these food reviews and she matches wine with food. And I'm thinking, I wonder what you'd match with puha and pork bones. I have attempted.
Well, you know, when I lived overseas, and everybody over there was very much into wine. This is in Switzerland. And it was, of course, you know, white wine with your fish and things like that and your venison. And then, of course, red wine with pork and others. But I don't subscribe to that. I find that what I like to drink, and which is usually, I love white wine, but I love also a rather rough red wine.
Yeah.
And that's what I love to drink. That, for me, is my wine for all occasions.
You know, I think we could have a whole show, you and I, on just what to match with our food.
Oh, exactly. The best thing, though, Matthew, is great company.
That's right. That's right. And that's what Matariki is also about. It's not just about whānau. It's about great company, often friends. Because, you know, to be frank, sometimes you don't want to have your whānau, even for Matariki, for dinner, because they never leave. They jump on your couch, and next minute the couch is a bed, and the bed is a room, and the room is in the house, damn it all.
That's very true.
Now, just one last thing for me, because I know you're busy. Is there a message, if you could send one message across the motu, across the stars, to all of our whānau, no matter where they are, about the importance of Matariki, what would it be?
I think it would be the importance of Matariki is for each and every one of us to know how important we are to the future of Aotearoa. We will be that because of our because we're parents, we're brothers, we're sisters, we're aunties and uncles. We're all member of a whānau, and so we don't have to look to leadership coming from the big iwi chiefs or the government members of parliament. We should know that we can shape our future ourselves for our whānau, and that's what I would like to say. Everybody counts. And we have a leadership to play, particularly in our whānau.
That's right. Now, talk about whānau. I can't help but share this with you. This has just come from my sister, Rachel, who was on the plane as it picked up all these people that, let's just say, needed to be dropped off in Brisbane on their way to Japan the other day because the government's plane broke down. Anyway, this is from my sister. This proves this point about whānau. Can you get me a hoodie for Matariki if you get one? Oh, good on you, Rachel, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. That's a sister of mine. Now, if I had a message to Mary Picker and said, look, the Matariki on the menu is silver side and a boil up. Bring me home some duty free. You know what I'd get?
What's
yeah,
that?
Only if you put the money in my bank account. That's what I would get.
Oh, God. No, I always, anybody asks me to bring something home through duty free, I'm always happy to do that. Always.
Now, this is my sister I get picked up from the airport by a regular taxi driver by the name of Naval. Beautiful man. Anyway, so my sister arrives at my house on Sunday, and even between her and the taxi driver, she picked up a couple of bottles of duty-free for the taxi driver. And then, oh, go on, Rachel. She must be from Ngātirangi, that girl.
Well, that's a love. That's really lovely. You know, just to and for the people who do some of that mahi, it's great for that they are, because they're good people, they're working for their families, and they're giving the best they can in way of service, you know, to when they pick you up and drop you off. And so, and actually, I'll tell you something. Being a taxi driver is not an easy job because you're mixing with the members of the public. And my God, some of them are so diverse, aren't they?
Well, especially me after 11 o'clock, after I've left the Wanderers. Hey, Mere Pikaro Kawa Tate, happy Matariki to you and your whānau, and have a wonderful break. And so, thank you very, very much for joining us.
Kia ora. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work, Matthew. Kia ora.